This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. When San Francisco resident Kate Steinle was shot and killed on Pier 14, the story became more than the death of one woman. It became a symbolic incident highlighting controversies around sanctuary cities. Around 200 state and local jurisdictions throughout the country are designated as sanctuaries. San Francisco has been one since 1989. Sanctuary cities are meant to protect undocumented immigrants from being held in detention or deported. It also means that if an undocumented immigrant commits a crime, the sheriff's department is not required to turn them over to federal immigration agents unless there's a warrant from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The man who allegedly shot Steinle is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. He had been deported from the U.S. multiple times, and he had 7 felonies on his record. In fact, he'd been sent from federal prison to San Francisco on a decades-old felony marijuana charge. But when that charge was dropped, the sheriff's department released him. ICE issued a detention request with a plan to deport him, but because it was not a warrant, San Francisco refused to hold him per its sanctuary city policy. That was then. This is now. Kate Steinle's family is suing San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi and Immigration and Customs Enforcement for negligence. And the case has raised the question of whether sanctuary cities are safe. Reporter Josh Harkinson explored that question in a recent report from Mother Jones. He sat down to talk about it with KALW's Hannah Baba.
All right, so can you give us a bit of background on what a sanctuary city is? What does that mean?
A sanctuary city is a place where the local authorities have decided that if they apprehend somebody for a crime and they are undocumented immigrants, they will not pursue that through the legal system. Mm-hmm. They won't refer that person to the federal authorities for deportation.
And why?
Because they believe the argument for sanctuary cities, among other things, is that immigrant communities will be afraid to cooperate with the police if they believe that doing so may cause them to get deported.
Mm. When did San Francisco become a sanctuary city, and what led up to that?
San Francisco enacted its sanctuary city law in 1989. And then in 2013, it amended it to make it even broader, to basically cover even repeat felons. As for why, you know, I wasn't following this back in the 80s, but, you know, I can only assume it was for the same reason that other cities did, which is that, you know, the city was seeing a lot of immigration, and it was, and I think the impetus came from both activists who represented immigrants and immigrant communities, as well as law enforcement, you know, based on their own experience, working with these communities and trying to develop a good relationship, a relationship of trust.
Mm. Well, your reporting has shown what in terms of the safety of sanctuary cities? What did you find?
Well, if you take a step back, I mean, obviously, this one crime was tragic and, you know, may not have occurred if not for this policy. But in a general sense, evidence suggests that cities with these sanctuary laws are safer than those without them. And you can look at that from a number of different angles. I mean, homicides in San Francisco, for example, they in the year around the time that San Francisco passed its sanctuary law 26 years ago, the number of murders in the city was around 73 in 1989, and then last year it was 45. And you've seen the murder rate in the city decline for years. So I don't think that shows that this law made San Francisco more dangerous. The question is, did it make it safer? And, you know, you can look at also crimes in California overall, mm-hmm. Murders in California. In the state, most cities in California have sanctuary laws, and the state has a sanctuary law. And that has declined as well. Mm. Of course, crime in the United States as a whole has also gone down in recent decades. So you could say, oh, well, it's just, you know, part of this larger trend. It's not related. So I think those bits of evidence suggest that these laws may make us safer, and they at least don't make us less safe.
And do you think the other side is going to buy that? Why do you think the sanctuary city status is being, you know, questioned and attacked so hard?
Well, I think it's an emotional issue above all else. I mean, when somebody gets killed on the streets, we naturally look for answers as to why. And I think that this is a sort of easy thing to seize upon to explain that. And it plays also into these deep-seated fears of the other, of, you know, of immigrant communities, of people that we may not be familiar with, that we may fear for other reasons. So I think that's why this is getting attention. It's not because people have really taken a detailed look at the statistics behind crime.
So what do you know about San Francisco in particular in terms of its sanctuary city status? Is there any, like, has this case brought about any discussions that you know about, or?
Well, I think it's brought about a lot of discussions in the realm of city government. I know that Mayor Ed Lee kind of distanced himself from the way that the sheriff, Ross Mercurimi, handled this. And I'm not deep in that world of local San Francisco politics, but I do think that there's a fear among some elected leaders that they might get dragged down by this, and they're playing it very cautiously.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about kind of what people should know about sanctuary cities?
So there was a study in 2013 by the Department of Urban Planning and Policy at the University of Illinois. And basically it surveyed Latinos living in major cities like Chicago and Los Angeles and Phoenix. And it found that the increased involvement of local police and immigration enforcement in those places had eroded the trust of these communities in the legal system. And basically about 45% of immigrants said that they felt like they were they were less likely to report a crime as a result of this. And 70% of undocumented immigrants said so. So it's just another example of how when local authorities do take up that role of immigration enforcement more directly, it undermines their ability to solve crimes. And the most pronounced loss of trust was in Phoenix, where, of course, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arapio has put these really strict immigration enforcement policies in place. So I think that, you know, the takeaway here is that people need to take a step back, not just have this emotional gut reaction, and think about this from a broader perspective.